Okay, today is Daf Ayin Hey. Almost the whole Daf today is Agarata. A little more down to earth Agarata, but still not selling boats, which we're going to get to at the end of that. Yes, yeah, right. Okay, we start off with the Simon Yamim Gavriel Ra'iv. Okay, that's what we're up to. Kiyasar of Dimi, Amr B'Yochan. My Dichziv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Ki hu al Yamim Yisada. He fashioned the world, he made a foundation on the water. On the haros and on the rivers, Yichon and Neha, he set it into place. Elu Shiva Yamim, these are the seven seas, the Arba Naharos and the four rivers, Shemakifin as Eretz Yisrael, that surround Eretz Yisrael. So the phrase seven seas, that we all know about that phrase, the seven seas, how old is that phrase? Is that a Jewish phrase?
I thought it was Greek.
I also thought it was Greek. So what does that what does that phrase mean? Seven seas. Are the same seven that we're going to listen now? We don't even know what the seven are. Elohim, here they go. Shiva Yamim. You know, Yamash al Tveria, that's the Kinneret. Yamash al Sodom, that's the Dead Sea. Yamash al Chelas, I don't know what that is. Yamash al Chilsa, I don't know what that is either. Yamash al Sivchi, I don't know what that is. Yamas Pamya, what's the Yamas Pamya? The Sea of Spain. Yam HaGadol, and the Mediterranean. They say,
Somewhere in Syria.
Okay. The Elohim Abba Naharos, and these are the four rivers. Yardin, the Yardin, Yarmuch, the Kirumin, Upiga. Fine. Kiyasa Rivdimi, Amr Bionison. Also that Gavriel, Lassos Kinigya in Livyasan. The Malach Gavriel will one day in the future wage a war with the Livyasan. The word Kinigya means a war. And Shinemar, like it says, the his mishoch lavyasan b'chacha b'checho b'chevel tashkia l'shono. Okay, a pasuk in Iov. V'ilmale hakadosh baruch hu ozro. And if not for the fact that Hashem will help the war happen, ein yachalo. Gavriel will not be able to beat the lavyasan. Shinemar, like it says, ha'ose yagash cherbo. Okay, I don't know what to comment about that. Keser of dimi amar b'yochan b'shashal lavyasan ra'ev. When the lavyasan's hungry, motzi hevel piv. He lets off, you know, smoke from his mouth, umarsiach komemos sheber mitzula, and he like makes warm, he warms all the water in the depths. Shenemar yarsiach kisir mitzula vilmale machnis rosho leGan Eden. And if he wouldn't stick his head in Gan Eden, the Leviathan en kol ber yachol lamod berecho, no person, no being could withstand that ruach, that reach. Shenemar, like it says, Yam Yasim Kimurcheka Ukisha Shatama. I'm sorry, Ukisha Shatama. And when he's thirsty, Osim Talam Talam Bayam. He makes rows and rows in the river, in the ocean, in the water. Shenemar Acharav Yair Nasiv. Again, I don't know what all that means. Amar Acharav Yaakov. Acharav Yaakov says, Ain Tahom Chozer LeEsano. The depths don't return to their form Ad Shivim Shana, for 70 years. Shenemar, like it says, Yichashov Tahom LeSeva. And the mission of Pirkei Avos says that Shiva will seva, so you see that 70 years means seva. The Rashbam here says, the Rashbam here has an unbelievable line. He says, I'm sorry, not the Rashbam, I'm sorry. The Marsha says that the whole purpose of this whole Gemara was to show you how awesome the Leviathan is. It's really, really to show how awesome man is. Why? Because it says, we know the passage says, Ma Rabu Masach Hashem. Look how wondrous Hashem's creation is. All the years of man don't add up to 70 years. All the years of man is 70 years, right? We say, the average lifespan is 70 years, right? In America today, the average lifespan for a male is about 79 years. Went up. The average lifespan is 70 years. That's what the passage says, right? 70 years. In Gvush, really extremely left, moved to 80. 70 years is the average lifespan, right? And yet, the Leviathan, one drink takes 70 years for it to return, for the water to return to its source, right? And the whole purpose that Leviathan was created was for man. Everything was created for man. Might not think that way, but everything was created for man. So just to show you how awesome man, think how great the Leviathan is, look how awesome man is. That's the lesson here. Man is so awesome. All this whole Leviathan bit, it's all created for us. Okay. Amar Rabba says, Amar B'Yochanan, Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asot Sudah L'Tzadikim B'Bavsaro Shel Leviathan. In the future, Hashem is going to make a suda for the tzaddikim with the meat of the Leviathan. Okay? Now, you should just know.
Female.
What?
Female.
Who's. Well, I don't know.
There's two.
I don't know.
You said the male.
The Medrash says the female was killed and put away l'asid lava. What does that. Now, which one's going to be here? I don't know. We just said that the male's going to get killed by the Gavriel. I don't know. That's not the issue. The big issue is it literal or is it not literal? Is it a real suda or is it a spiritual suda? Believe it or not, it's a machlokas. Between who and who? Believe it or not, it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Rambam the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek, Ches, Halacha Beis, and then further on, listen to this Lashon. Olam Haba, in Olam Haba, Ein Lo Guf, there's no body, Ugvia, El Nefashos, only souls, Hatzadikim, Olam Tzadikim, Belvad, below Guf, Kamal Chesharis, no body, like an angel. Ha'ol Ve'ein Bo Gvias, there's no life, there's no physical form. Ein Bo, Lo Achila, Lo Shtia, Lo Davar Mikol Hadvarim Shegufos Pnei Adam Tzrichim Lahem Ba'Olam Hazeh. No physical things at all. Says the Rambam, it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Bracha says, Olam Haba, Ein Bo Lo Achila, Lo Shtia, Lo Tashmish, Ela Tzadikim Yoshvim, V'Tarat Raseyem Beroshehen, the Tzadikim are sitting with crowns on their heads. It's not a physical crown. V'Nen Mizev Hashchina. Right? So you see from here, there's no physical form. What kind of suda is this? It's not a physical suda. It's not meat. It's a spiritual suda. And not only that, says the Rambam, anytime you have Har Hashem, Makom Kodesho, Derech HaKodesh, Chatros Hashem, Noam Hashem, Ol Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Beis Hashem, Shar Hashem, it's all just metaphor. No such house of Hashem. No such mountain of Hashem. There's no physicality at all. That's what the Rambam says. The Ravid says, absolutely not. The Ravid says, that in the future, tzadikim yakumu l'olam hazeh begufa mamash. They will be alive with their gufs. Kemo sh'omer chazal, atzidim tzadikim shiamdu b'levushehem. They will sit with their clothes. And the same thing over here with the suda. There's going to be a suda. It's going to be a physical suda with a fork and a spoon and the whole story. A physical suda. Now, the Kesef Mishnah, which is the Bishop of Cairo, he says, it's not a machlokas over here. They're talking about different stages of the Geula. There's a stage where there's going to be physicality, and then there's going to be a stage where there'll be no physicality. And the Rav is talking about the physical stage, and the Rambam is talking about the non-physical stage. So it's not even a machlokas. They're talking about two different periods of history. At some point, we don't know any of this because it never happened before. So we don't know what's going to be. There's no model to base it on, right? We know what kabbalists are going to be because we had them once upon a time, but we have no idea what the goal is going to be like because we never had them before. So we just don't know. So that's how the Kesef Mishnah answers the stira, the machlokas. The machlokas talking about different periods of history. However, the Rashba, Rabbeinu Bechai, the Marsha, all of them say no. They all hold that this will be a physical suda. They all hold it will be a physical suda. The Marsha, I'll quote you the Marsha, Da kiyesh lanu lahamin b'chol dvar me'elu b'pashton. We have to believe all this b'pashton. V'af shemefarshim herichu b'kodesh b'drush hazeh l'fi kavanasam. Yet it's drush. Ein dvarim yotzin mimashmoyim. Doesn't go out of it. It's plain meaning. It will be a physical suda. The Rashba says, what's the point of a suda? What do you need a suda for? Ain't tachla suda zula mila keres lanos guf va garon? What, you have to fill your belly and your throat with tasty? What's the purpose of that? Right? What's the purpose of that? The Rashba says, whether or not it's physical, he says the whole purpose of eating is to be b'sameach. You fill up, you have a good meal, you feel it's happy, it's enjoyable. That's why do we eat? On the Madrega, when you should eat to serve Hashem, that's a goal. Most people eat because they're hungry. Right? So eating makes them not hungry, makes them happy. If you eat things that are really tasty to you, even happier. That's all that's going on over here. Hashem will be giving us things that are going to make us happy. Whether it's physical or spiritual, not sure how we... What? No. But it has to be physical. The Rabbi said it's not physical. The whole thing is spiritual. So the Rashba says, the whole purpose is to be nana the guf, which then is nana the neshama. But is there a physical guf here? I don't know what the Rashba would say about that. Truth is, if you go a little back, say a machlokas tanayim, this issue. Really, it's a machlokas tanayim. It's a machlokas in the Zohar. It's a machlokas about this. Will the future suda be a suda of gashmias or ruchnias? And it's a machlokas in the Zohar. If you want to look it up, it's in Medrash Ne'elam and told us page Kuf Lamed Hayam and Aleph. That's where the machlokas in the Zohar is. A list here of all these tanayim that whether the suda, whether the achila ushtia is basar or chachma. Yeah, right. Whether it's chachma or basar. That's the machlokas in the Zohar. It's an old machlokas. We're not going to resolve it today. Just to give everybody a heads up, that's what's going on here with the suda. Okay, next. Shinamar, like it says, Yakiru alav chaverim ve'ein kera el suda. The word kera means a suda. Shinamar v'yikaru lehem kara gadola v'yochel v'shasu ve'ein chaverim el tinu chachamim. Chaverim, we know, always tamid chachamim. Shinamar, like it says, hayoshevas beginim chaverim makshivim lekolecha hashmeini. Now, the v'hashar and the leftovers, mechalkin osan, oso, we divvy it up. V'osin bos chora b'shuke Yerushalayim. And we give it out to the merchants of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? So the Torah Chaim says, you know what that means? These are the people that, they weren't tzaddikim in their lives. They weren't tzaddikim, but they supported them. All the guys that supported, they're also going to be invited to the Suda. Maybe they won't be invited to the Suda, but they're going to get the Shirayim from the Suda. They're not in the same. And there's all these conflicting memories about people that support Torah. How equal are they to someone who learns Torah? This Gemara seems to say, they're not as equal. They're not as equal. What?
Why can't this be taken as little?
Because if there's a... Because if there's a
physical suda, and
then why are we giving the leftovers to sell in the marketplace? So that's what the Torah Chaim says. It doesn't mean the marketplace. It means we're giving... these are the ones... fine. The ones that the tzaddikim, they're invited to the suda. Now, what do we do with the leftovers? Those we give to the ones who supported Torah. They didn't learn. This Gemara seems to say that learn that supporting is... it's worthy. You're getting the suda, but you're not really at the suda. It's like a little bit of a madriga lower. The rest of the hamonam, they're nothing. At least they supported Torah. At least they're getting the Shirayim, right? Okay. That's a decent. Right. So this seems to say that you're not at the same level.
No. It's not
in tzedakah. Oh, this is just giving tzedakah.
Yeah.
Okay. Shneimer, like it says, Yechatzuhu ben Kananim. Ben Kananim el Tagarim. Kananim means a merchant. Shneimer, like it says, Kanan biyado maozne mirma lashok ahov. If you say another pasuk, Beracha asher tzchoreha sarim kananeha nachri aretz. Fine. Next, v'amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Asher Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasos tzuka letzadikim beorach alav yasan. In the future, Hashem is going to make a sukkah with the skin of the Levyasan. Shneimer, like it says, Hasmali besukos oru. Zacha, osnul sukkah. If you're worthy, you get a sukkah. Lo zacha, but if you're not worthy, osnul tzlatzel. You'll have a shade, a covering. But as the Rashbam points out, the sukkah in Kampit means with the walls. Even though, everyone has a whole tain on him, even though in Masech the sukkah, the word sukkah only means the schach, here he says it means all the four walls, and the word tzlatzel just means like a covering, not just the schach, which is a madriga lower. Shinemar with tzlatzel dogim rosho. Zacha, osnul tzlatzel. If you're at least on that level, you get a covering over your head. Lo zachu, you're not even worthy for that. Osin lo anak. I think an anak is a scarf. Is that like a scarf? A necklace. Shinemar, like it says, vanakim legar, what? Legargolo secha. Zachu, osin lo anak. You're worthy you get an anak. Lo zachu, you don't even that. Osin lo kimeya. You get a kimeya. What's a kimeya? An amulet. Shinemar, vatasakshu lanara secha. Look at the Rashbam on the word kimeya. Where is it? No, there is no Rashbam on the word kimeya. So who says why a kimeya? Kimeya is the lowest of, obviously kimeya is the lowest here of all of them, right? Who is it? I saw someone said. That a kimeya doesn't even work. It's like the lowest. It doesn't matter. They give you some crazy charm. It doesn't even work. So they give you get a kimeya. That's the lowest of the four. Fashar and the rest. Parsa Kadosh Baruch Hu Chomos Yerushalayim. Hashem spreads it out on the walls of Yerushalayim. Vizivo Mavik Misofa Olam Vad Sofo. And the shine will spread from one end of the world to the other. Shemar, like it says, V'halchu Goyim La'orach Malachim Noga Zarechecha. What does this Gemara mean? What this Gemara means is, the Marsha says, there are four people that learn. There are four types of people. Four reasons for learning Torah. One, you learn Torah L'Shem Shemayim. Yom Tov L'Shem Shemayim. That's the greatest level. You get a mechitza around you and your head. Yom Tov L'Shem Shemayim. What more can we ask of you? That's the best. Number two is someone. The only reason why he learns Torah is because he wants schar. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But learning because it's L'Shem Shemayim is a greater madriga. So you learn Torah because you want schar. You do mitzvahs because you want schar. When I say Torah, I mean mitzvahs also. You want schar. You get a covering over your head. No question about it. But not on all four walls. Number three is someone who does the mitzvahs only because he wants the covet. He wants the covet. He wants to be known as a Talmid Chacham. He likes being called a scholar. He likes being called a Talmid Chacham. He likes getting invited to all these places. That's why you learn Torah, for that reason. So you do that, you get a necklace. That's all. You get a little bit of a necklace. And the last one is you do mitzvahs only because you want other people to think you're good. Not because of covet, it's more of a status. Right? So for that, that's the worst, that's the lowest level, and for that you just get a kameya. Okay? Next. V'samti kadkeid shemo shamsho secha. And I will, what is kadkeid? Doesn't
translate.
Huh? Does not translate it. Amar Shul Bar Nachmani. Shul Bar Nachmani says, Pligi trei amalachi berakia. Two malachim in the Rekiah had a machlokas about this pasuk. Gavriel and Michal. Gavriel and Michal. You hear this? That a machlokas had to read this pasuk. V'amrile, others say it was Trei Amoraim and Marava. Two Amoraim had a machlokas about it. Man, Ihu, who are they? Yehuda v'chitzkiya. Yehuda and Chitzkiya b'nei Rebchiyah, the children of Rebchiyah. Chal Amar one said, Shoham, it's a Shoham. V'chal Amar one said, Yashveh, it's Yashveh. V'amrile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levi Kedeinu Kedein. You're both right. Rosh Bava says something fascinating. He says, that's what the word kadkeid means. Kedain, kad. You're both right. And the Rosh Bava says, even though this pasuk was written way before these people were alive, what the mashmas of the pasuk was, however you're going to interpret this pasuk in the future, you're going to be right. You hear this? That's what Rosh Bava says. That's wild. People attack Rosh Bava for that. How can he say that, right? Now we have a very, very, very famous story. Many people know this story. Interestingly enough, I didn't see anyone who explains the story. Anyway, Amalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Ushraech la'avnei ke'ektach. Ki ha. Just as Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and darshaning. The Kadarish, and he was darshaning, and he said, Asana HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'havi avadam tovim margolios. Hashem in the future will bring precious stones and pearls. Shehem shloshim al shloshim. It's going to be a brick that's 30 amos by 30 amos. The chokik behen eser al esrim. And it's going to be engraved in it 10 by 20. And that's going to be put at the gate of Yerushalayim. Now, Liglegalov Osa Talmud. Some Talmud laughed at that. Now, it's mashma from the story, you're going to see, that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear him laughing. He went to the other room, and he was laughing with his friends, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't know that he laughed. Okay? And Hash, he said, Hashta, kebeisa ditzlilo mashkachin and kulihai. Even no egg from any animal, a certain kind of animal, no egg, wait, it can have, you don't find a diamond the size of an egg. You're going to have a diamond 30 amos by 30 amos. You can't even find an egg that big. You can't even find a diamond the size of an egg. You're going to find a diamond 30 amos by 30 amos. Impossible. So he laughed. Anyway, Mashkechin and Liyamim. Liyamim. He went to the ocean. He fleeged between the Bayam. And he was on a boat. And Chazi, he saw Malachi Asharis. He saw the angels. The Yashvi, they were sitting there. The Kabanasri, Avanim Tavim Margolios. And they were carving the stones, the precious stones. Shem Lamed Al Yamas. It was 30 hours for 30 hours. Most say this was a dream. Because if it was a true story, why is the Malachi in the middle of the ocean? What are they doing there?
One second. Every one of the other stories, except for the ones that, like, a couple that were in the desert, were in the ocean.
Yeah.
There's something with the ocean.
Right. I hear you. But many say this was a dream because, you're going to see, he's going to come back to Rabbi Yochanan and say, you're right. Many say it was a dream because, why would they be in the ocean? Why can't they be on the land? If that's what they're really doing, they're really making these kind of stones for the Beis HaMikdash, for the future city of Yerushalayim, why are they doing in the ocean? What are they doing there? It's a partial question. Anyway, it was 10 by 20, the engraving inside. Amalahu, Hani Laman, what are you guys doing? What are you Malachim doing? Amalei, they told him, Shatzer Kosh Baruch Hu Amidah B'Shar Yerushalayim. Hashem in the future is going to use these for the doorway for Yerushalayim. Asal came to Rabbi Yochanan, he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Darish Rabbi Lachanoa, Lidrosh. Darshan good for me, Rabbi. Kasher Amarta, Kain Re'isi. What you said, I saw it. It's Masha that Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear him laughing before. So Amalei, Amalo, Reka, El Moli Lo Re'isi Lo Amanta. If you wouldn't have seen it, you wouldn't believe it. You are laughing at the, you're scoffing, you're making fun of the chachamim. Naso enav bo v'nasa gal shel tzamos. He looked at him and he turned into a heap of bones. He died. Okay, he died. That's what happens when you don't trust the chachamim. You die. Okay, meisvei. I didn't think anyone would explain the story, except for to say that's the message of the story. The chachamim says that. It might sound outlandish. There's some truth there. When do you apply that principle? I don't know. Meisvei, v'olech eschem komemios, and I will walk with you upright. So Rabbeir Omer Masai Amos. That means that the future city will be 200 amos. Rabbi Kishtei Komos, like two komemios. It's plural, two heights. Komemios, Komos, Shadam Rishon, like the height of Adam Rishon. As the Rashbam points out, that after Adam Rishon sinned, he was 100 amos tall. So twice him, he's the first man. So twice that is how tall the city will be. Meir Omer, no, Mea Amma, can I get Hechel v'Kosolov, like the size of the Hechel. Shenemar, Asher Baninu, Kinetiyim, Megudolim, Benu Urehem, Baninu, Zekizuchuyas, Muchtovos, Kitavis Hechel. Kikamer of Yoch, oh, so it's Akasha. You said it's going to be 30 by 30, the stone, and here we see that it's going to be much taller than that, either 100 or 200, so it's Akasha. So the Gemara answer is no, Kikamer of Yochanan, L'chavi de Bezeka. Now when did Yochanan say that? He was talking about windows. Right, it's going to be 200 amos, 100 amos. The windows are going to be these precious stone kinds of windows. Okay? Hashem in the future is going to make seven chuppas for each and every tzaddik. Shenemar, like it says, Ubar Hashem al kol machon har tzion v'al mikreha anon yomam v'ashan v'noga eish lava laila. Ki al kol kavod chuppah. Malame, you see from here. Shekol echad vechad oslo kodesh baruch chuppah lefi kavodo. Everybody's going to have seven chuppas. Those are the seven chuppas in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Ashan b'chuppah lama, a chuppah of smoke? What's that for? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shekol mi she'en of tzoros b'tamidei chacham b'al mazeh, anybody who was stingy with tamidei chacham in this world, mismaleos ein of ashan al maba. It's a little bit of a punishment. You were stingy with chachamim, it's going to bother your eye. You had tzoros ayin, you had begrudging eye to your chacham, you're going to be punished a little bit in olam haba. V'esh b'chuppah lama, why you have a chuppah out of esh? Amar Rabbi Chanina, malam v'chal echad v'echad nichad b'chuppah shal chaveiro. Each person is going to be burned by the chuppah of his friend. What does that mean, to be burned by the chuppah of his friend? The Rashbam says, chuppaso shal katan mi'chuppaso shal chaveiro ha'gadol mimenu. Might not even be a physical burning. You're going to see your friends bigger than yours. Right? And then the Gemara says, Oilol osa busha, oilol osa klima. What a terrible tragedy. How embarrassing is that? The Orach Yishar has an unbelievable vart. He says, it doesn't say that you're going to be burned chupaso shel tzaddik. Right? It doesn't say that. It says chupaso shel chaveiro. Of course, the Gadol Hadar, no one expects, that doesn't bother me, that the Gadol Hadar has a bigger chuppah than me, that he has a greater station in all of Abba than me, that doesn't bother me. Why? He's greater than me, he's the Gadol Hadar, I wasn't the Gadol Hadar. Now you can see the chuppah of your chaveiro. Same guy, just like you, contemporary, just like you. And you can see what he was able to do with himself, that's going to be the biggest busha of all. It's unbelievable vart. Right? The Gadolim, nobody's going to be jealous of the Gadolim. Right? It's the chaveiro. Unbelievable deal, no? Unbelievable. Anyway, now that we're talking about these types of ideas, Kiyotzev Deva Ata Omer, similar idea. V'natna b'hodcha alav. Moshe gave him his glory to Yahushua. V'lo kol hodcha, not all his glory. Zekeinim sheba osur dar amru, that the old timers in the generation said, p'nei Moshe p'nei k'nei chama, Moshe is like the face of the sun, p'nei Yahushua k'nei levana, and Yahushua is like the moon. Oil ala osa busha, oil ala osa klima. What a terrible busha. Why the Zekanim? Because only the Zekanim knew. Because if you're a Nar, you look at Moshe, it's 120 years old, you look at Yoshua, say, listen, of course Moshe Rabbeinu is as great as this. When Yeshua reaches that age, he'll also be like that. The Zekanim say, no, but we knew Moshe when he started out. And even then, he was bigger than Yeshua is now. Only the Zekanim could say that. We remember Moshe when he started out. And when he started out, he was still greater than Yoshua was right now. So you tell him, well, give Yoshua time. He'll be just as great as Moshe. No, he's not starting out as great as Moshe. When Moshe started out, he was greater than this. Only the Canaan could say that. Only the Kainim could say that. That's said by the Gra, actually. The Gra says that. It's an unbelievable Vart, right? Only the Kainim could say that. The Panam Yafos has a slightly different Vart. He says, you know why the Kainim are the ones who are saying it? Because we know that the moon was punished, that it was made smaller, right? So what does the Gemara say? The Medrash says, Hashem appeased the moon and gave it stars, gave it helpers. So the Kainim are saying, yeah, now we're the helpers now. We're the Kainim. Moshe was able to do it by himself. Now that Yeshua is the moon, the Zakenim, it's a little bit of a pat on their own backs. Now we're going to be here. We're going to be helping out because the moon needs helpers. That's the point of Yafos. The Alka Kishuni says that also interesting Vart. He says once the Anani HaKavod were there, nobody saw the sun, nobody saw the moon. They lived inside the Anani HaKavod for 40 years. No one ever saw the sun or the moon. Who saw the sun or the moon? Only the old timers from before they left Mitzrayim. They remember what it was like. They're the only ones who could say, by the way, he's like the sun and he's like the moon. The average guy that's there, how do they know? They never saw the sun, they never saw the moon. They're living in the Anani HaKavod their whole lives. Only they could comment. Now, why the sun and why the moon? What purpose? Why are we comparing them to the sun and comparing them to the moon? So the Rabbeinu Bachai says the obvious answer, because the moon has no independent light. It's only a reflection, and Yeshua is only a reflection of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Rabbeinu Bachai. The Maral says, because you can't look at the sun. The sun has such clarity. It's so bright. The moon's not so bright. That's the Moshe and Yehoshua. Moshe was so bright. Couldn't look at him. Yeshua, not so bright. You can look at the moon. Won't bother your eyes. Won't hurt your eyes. That's the Maharal. The Kleokar says that, unbelievable, think about this. The moon has what's called a dark side of the moon. There's a side of them that has no light. And the sun's not like that. As great as Yehoshua was, he wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't the sun. The sun has no shemits of any impurity. It's all bright. Whether you're on this side or that, it makes no difference. The moon makes a big difference. What depends what side you're on. But that's the comparison between Moshe and Yehoshua. And the last one is the Ben Yehoyada says, you know, you look up at the sun, it looks like a cookie. Right? It looks like you can just pick it up. Same thing with the moon. Right? It looks like you just pick it up sometimes. Right? Piece of, like they say, it's a piece of cheese, right? Just pick it up. We're so far away from it that it looks like you just pick it up. There's no real difference between the size of the sun and the size of the moon from you on Earth. They both look the same. They're not the same at all. Just like they look the same and they're not really the same, so too, Yeshua and Moshe might look the same. You might think, no, they're not the same at all. Yeshua was like the moon, a fraction of what Moshe Rabbeinu was. It's just amazing to think how great they all were. Okay, next. Amar B'chama, oh my goodness. Amar B'chama, Baruch Hanina, Aser Chupas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eser chupas asa kadosh baruch hu l'adam rishon. Hashem made 10 chupas for Adam rishon. Began Eden, in Gan Eden. Shemar like it says, Eden gan elokim hayisa kol evan yikara. And it goes to list what the 10 were. Marzutra amar achat asa. There was 11. Shemar kol evan yikara. Amar b'yochanan v'garo mikulon zahav. The worst one is gold. That's the cheapest one. Deka dekachashim lulu b'sof because it's put last. My malachas toficha v'nekvecha bach. What does that pasuk mean? The pasuk about Chiram, the king of Tzur, all of a sudden he gets bashed now. Amar Yehuda Marav, Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu, L'Chiram, Melech Tzur. Kach Nesahalti Yibrasi Nekavim Nekavim. I created human beings to have Nekavim Nekavim, to have holes in their bodies, but Adam, because you shouldn't think you're so great. Now you have to go to the bathroom. You get stomach aches. You're not such a great person. Right? All because of him. The Ikad Yom Yehachi Kamarbach, Nesahalti V'Kinasti Mitzal Adam Arishon. Because of you, I decree death on the world. Because of him? Maiv al makriyeha. What does that pasuk mean? Amar b'yochanan loki Yerushalayim shal olam hazeh Yerushalayim shal olam haba. And this is not like Yerushalayim in the future. Yerushalayim olam hazeh kolorot zelalos olam. You want to go to Yerushalayim? Go to Yerushalayim. Olam haba in olam elam mizumanim lo. Olam haba, the only people that are going there are the ones that are worthy to go. Yerushalayim today? Any lowlife can go there today. In the future one, it's not going to be like that. In the future, tzaddikim are going to be called by the name of Hashem. Like it says, Gimel Nikra Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three that are called by the with the name of Hashem. Va'elohen, who are they? Tzadikim, Mashiach, the Yerushalayim. Tzadikim, Ha'adamorin. We just said the pasuk about Tzadikim. Mashiach, Tikhtiv, like it says, Zeh Shema, Sheyikru Hashem, Tzidkenu. That's a pasuk about Mashiach. And Yerushalayim, Tikhtiv, Saviv Shmona Asar Elef, Visham Ha'ir. What is Visham Ha'ir? Right, no Mash... Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. I'll take Rishama El Shema. Okay. The Meshech Chachma says that that these three ideas of Mashiach, Yerushalayim, and Tzadikim represent the three ideas of Hashem. There are only three things you have to know about Hashem. Number one, that He is the cause of everything in the world. That's it. One thing. That's one thing you have to know about Hashem. Number two, He's eternal. And number three, that He has a Hashgacha Pratis on the world. He didn't create the world and then leave, right? Number one, He is the cause of everything that happens in the world. Number two, He's eternal. And number three, even on the small things. Those three things are represented by Tzadikim, Mashiach, and Yerushalayim. How? The Tzadikim, that the Tzadikim represent the Tzadikim, they follow in Hashem's path. They are a model that everything that Hashem is the one that's in charge of the whole world. That's Tzadikim. That the whole purpose of creation is to recognize that about Hashem. Next, the Mashiach is that there's eternity. Right? Mashiach was created before Hashem, before the world. The idea of Mashiach was created before the world. The Mashiach represents eternity. And Yerushalayim represents Hashem's watching over, Yerushalayim is watching over every little thing. Okay, that's the Meshech Chachma. Next. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Thidin Tzadikim Sha'om Lufnem Kadosh. In the future, Tzadikim will call out Kadosh, Kederach Sha'om Lufnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like they call out in front of, just like they call out Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh, they'll call that about the Tzadikim. Shneimar v'hayanishar b'tzion, v'notzei b'shlayim, Kadosh yomer lo. V'mer Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'agbiyah es b'shlayim, gimel parsoos l'mala. Hashem will raise you b'shlayim three parses. Shneimar, like it says, Rama yashva tachteha. My tachteha, ki tachteha. Umamai dahai tachteha, tlasi parsi hava. How do you know that means three parsa? Amar Rabba, Amar Li, Husaba. I saw it. It was three parsa. It's going to be such a schlep to climb up three parsa. What kind of schlep is that? You see from here that the clouds are three parsa big. That the Yerushalayim was even over there. Why three parsa? So the Marsha says because it's a remez on the machne of the Bnei Yisrael. That was three parsa by three parsa. Okay, very good. I think that's basically it. Okay. Amar b'chanina bar papa. Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lasayit his Yerushalayim b'mida. Hashem wanted to make Yerushalayim a measurement, a measured city. Shinemar ba'omer, ano ato holech, v'yomer elai, lamudis Yerushalayim l'roz, kama ruchaba v'kama orcha. Amar machi ha'shar tofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everyone said, the angel said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbi Krachim Baras Balamecha, Shel Umas Olam. You created a lot of cities in the world. V'lo Nachas Midas Orchon Midas Rachban. But none of them have boundaries. City can be as big as you want. Make a city as big as you want. Yerushalayim, Pirabas Balamecha, Shel Umas Olam, V'lo Nachas, I'm sorry, Yerushalayim, Shishimcha Besocha, Omakdashcha Besocha, your name is there, your holy temple is there, Tzadikim Besocha, Atin Osin Bamida. What, that you have to minimize? Miyad, right away. Of Yomer Elov, Rutz Dover Elanar Halaz, Lava Peruzas, Teshe Vishlaim, Erov Adam Behema Besocha. Omer Shlakish, Asakash Brachel, Hosef Al Yishlaim, Elef Tefef Ginos. A thousand, the word Tefef, whatever the Gamacha, the word Tefef is. What? 169? So it's 1,000 times 169 gardens. Elef Kapal Migdalim. 1,000 times the Gamacha of Kapal will be towers. Elef Litui Biranos. 1,000 times the word Litu will be Biranos, also kinds of palaces. Elef Visheni, 1,002, Shiloh, the Gemara Shiloh, is Tat Peros. Rashbam says those are smaller than towers, also big buildings. V'chol Achaz V'achazi K'tzipuri, all of them are going to be like Tzipuri. V'shal Vaseha, in its glory. Tanya, in its peacefulness. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ani Re'isi Tzipuri, I once saw Tzipuri V'shal Vaseha, in its calmness. V'yabameu Shmonim Elef Shvakim, there were 180,000 shuks, shalmachrei tike kidera, that were selling a certain kind of food. And the Yerushalayim is going to be bigger than that. It's all a guzma, yeah. What the depth of this is, I don't know. Bahatalos tela el tela shlosh pa'amim. What does that mean? My shalosh for shalosh pa'amim. What does that mean? 33. Omer Levi, Omer Papi, Mishum Rishua, Desichni, Im Gimel Yerushalayim. If Yerushalayim is three, then Hinkal Achaz V'Achaz Yesh Bashloshim Madurin Lamaila. Then there'll be 33 stations in heaven. And Im Shloshim Yerushalayim. And if Yerushalayim is 30, Hinkal Achaz V'Achaz Yesh Bashlosha Madurin Lamaila. Then there'll be three Madurim in heaven. Okay, and what that means, I don't know. Okay, back to earth. Finished the Agadata, and now we are back to Masechtas Baba Basra. Itmar, Sfina, a boat. Rav Omar, Rav says, how do you acquire a boat? Says Rav, Kivan Shemashach Kol Shehu Kana. Once you move the boat one iota, you're koning it. Now, that only, the Rashbam says, it's only if it's in the water. Most of the Rishonim say, it's only if it's in the water. It's in the water, you move it a drop, you acquire the boat. Shmuel Amar, no. Lo kana ad shimshach eskula. You have to move the whole boat. As the Rashbam says, you have to displace the boat. The boat's 100 feet long, you have to move it 100 feet. It's 20 feet long, you have to move it 20 feet. You have to displace the boat. Rav says, no, you move it 1 inch. Shmuel says, no, you have to displace the boat. Lembeketanoi. Let's say that has a machlokas tanoi about this. Why? The Tanya, because we learned. Ketad b'mesira. How do you do a mesira by an animal? So, you have to pick up the whole animal? So it's a machlokas about that. Achza b'talfa, let's say you pick up its hoof, b'saira, or its hair, b'okav shaleha, or the saddle, b'shlif shaleha, or the load, prumbi yeshevapia, the bit in its mouth, b'zug shevatsaira, or the bell. Kina, do any of that, you're corner of the animal. Ketad b'meshicha, how do you acquire meshicha, an animal by meshicha? Some animals you can pick up, some animals you can't pick up an elephant, it's too heavy. How do you acquire an elephant? Here we go. Korolav hiba, you call it, it comes to you. Oshikisha b'makel, you hit it with a stick. V'ratzes elefanav, it runs toward you. Right? The kivin sha'okra, yad v'regel, kina. Once you move it, pick up the foot. Pick up an elephant's foot. Did you move the elephant? Not really. That's enough. That's going to be like, we're going to say, that's going to be like rat. Right? You know, all you've got to do is move it a drop. Ravachoy. No, you have to displace the elephant. The elephant's 6 feet long. You have to move it 6 feet. So Lema Rav Damar Katanakama Ushmul Damar Karebi Acha. So Rav seems to hold like the Tanakama. That what? You move the elephant 1 inch. You got it. Just like you move the boat 1 inch. And Shmuel seems to say, no, you have to displace it. So he goes to the Amalak Ravan Rav, and I can even go like that. Acha lokam Ravacha El Valichayim. That's by animals, I would agree with that. Why? The afal gaf the akwi yad v'regel beduchte kamaisa. Even though you picked up the leg, it's still sitting there. The elephant didn't move. Shkayach, you moved its leg. It didn't move. Aval svina kiven did not deporta not the lakula. Once you move the boat, you move the boat. Why do you have to displace the boat? Once you move it, you move it. Shmuel Amar, no. Another mefilu katanakama. I can hold that by an animal moving in a drop is enough. Why? I can lo kamer tanakama el balichaim. Again, that mission in Kedushin is talking about animals, live things. Kivud ikri yad v'regel, idich lameiker kaima. Once you move the foot, the rest of it's going to follow. You can't have an animal stand on three legs. So when you're holding up the foot of the elephant, it's gonna move. Abel Sfina, that's not true by a boat. I moved it one inch. E mashach le kula in, ilolo. If you move it, good. And if not that, you moved it 1 inch, that's nothing. By an animal, that's very significant. So we've rejected that the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel can fit into this machlokas here about the animals in Kedushin. Now the Gemara is going to try a different machlokas, Tanoim, to try to fit them in with Rav and Shmuel as well. And we'll resume that tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Back to short topic.